Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back at you here Tuesday morning, August the 17th, 2021. Now, I've got to say here, I just got a delivery in the studio from Mr. Shirk, who delivered his wife's homemade bread is what it looks like here. Now, I'm excited to taste this. Now, there are two loaves here for Angie and I, and one for Nate Redman, and I will put that back in the refrigerator for Nate. But boy, this looks good. So I'm going to tear into that, and I thank Mrs. Shirk for that and Mr. Shirk for delivering that. I'll let you know how that tastes tomorrow when I'm back on the air. Do want to remind everybody that the Adam the Computer Guy show's on today, 2:10 until 3 p.m., and then Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 till 5 p.m. today. Now, do you have anything you want to say about the Marion City School Board meeting from last night? We've kind of heard it now, and I hope you could hear it to the best of the best of what it was going to be, being in a room. The situation was, it was a big room, it was the cafetorium, there was a lot of echoing in there, and they were speaking into a PA mic, which was bouncing off the speaker, but I hope you could get the gist of what was going on, and that moment where things seemingly broke loose at the meeting. Now, again, my feeling on this is, you know, you can have your opinion, and we've all got opinions on this. But I don't know that yelling things at the school board in an open meeting like that, shameful adults and liars, are the two that are in my mind, are the appropriate thing to do. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Well, it came out over the radio like a bunch of gibberish. Couldn't hardly understand. There was a lot of bell noise in the background, or like you mentioned, bouncing off the speaker, but you couldn't really hear it.
Now, could you make out the little burst there?
No, it just sounded like a mess. Like, it sounded like a bunch of people talking. That's all you can make out.
Well, that's what it was. It was definitely a bunch of people talking. Could you hear Dr. Arusi okay?
It was better. It was better, but the open mic, it was terrible. You couldn't understand anything.
Well, knowing what happened now, that there was this burst up in screaming in the middle of an open meeting and calling the school board shameful adults and liars, what do you make of that?
Like I say, I couldn't really hear it, so there's no opinion other than the fact that you just couldn't hear it.
Well, that's what happened. I was there.
No.
I mean,
That's happening all over the country.
But, I mean, is that okay? Is this the topic that we do that over?
Well, people should be heard. I definitely believe that.
Oh, I think people should be heard, but should we deteriorate to name-calling?
Well, that's the situation we're in now. Nobody respects anybody.
Well, the school board was very respectful.
If I get the loudest voice, I'm going to be heard.
Well, that's fine, but I guess the school board, I was very respectful toward them. I didn't hear anybody from the school board yell anything out at them. I didn't hear the superintendent say anything untoward. I didn't hear anything like that. So I'm just confused. And if they want to come to the school board meeting and speak out about mask wearing, that's fine. But I don't know why it would deteriorate to the point of calling names.
It's just the way people are anymore. They just Well, like I say, if I've got the loudest voice, I'm the one that's going to be heard.
Well, you know, I guess that's the way it goes, but the people who are listening to it and the people who are seeing it and the people who will read about it, because the Marion Star was there last night, you know, do they think that's okay, that's just par for the course?
It's not okay, but you've got to give people a platform. That's the American way. That's freedom of speech.
Well, it is the freedom of speech, but, you know, you can't, I don't know, you know, what good does that do? What good does name-calling do?
It doesn't. People just vent. People will say anything anymore, get it off their chest, and then they'll brag about it. Well, I said this, I said that. Yeah, so?
Well, I just...
Good for you.
You're right, and I guess maybe that's what I did not understand about the meeting last night. I just did not get, you know, I was perfectly fine to hear them up at the speaker. I was, you know, they spoke, they did what they did. That's fine.
Kudos to the board members that they didn't give any backlash. They could have centered on them if they'd have done that.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to try just to play, because I messed with the sound a little bit here. I'm just going to play that minute portion again, where things got a little out of hand, and maybe it'll be a little better heard at this point. Somebody will have to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
Okay, here we go. This is the minute portion from the school board meeting last night. Now, I've made some changes in the audio here. Tell me what you think. But this is where things got a little out of hand last night. That was the moment. I don't know if you could hear that any better. We tweaked the sound a little bit here in the studio. Somebody let me know. What did you hear it better that time? And if you did, we'll try the whole thing again at that tone to see if you can hear the speeches, because the speeches are very important that people made last night. But give me a buzz. Let me know here. 740-383-9944. Could you make it out better at that tone, at that level? 740-383-9944. And again, that's last night's Marion City School Board meeting. But as I said, it was in a room with a lot of echo. It was, things were coming from all directions. There was a place where people were standing to talk. The school board was on one side of the room. The audience was on the other side of the room. Some people were saying things as they were walking around the room. So it was very hard to get audio from the entire meeting, but that was the moment where the meeting kind of broke down. So, could you hear it better that time than the first? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. I am live in the studio today. But again, the two things you hear yelled there, aside from other things, were shameful adults and liars. And that's the thing that I don't quite understand. Feel how you want about the mask thing, but to yell and call names and this sort of thing, I don't understand that. Is that really where we are now with this subject? Is this where we are with all subjects we don't agree on, that we just call names? I don't know. I would guess that the school board and the superintendent and the people at the meeting probably could come together on some kind of consensus on this, but it just seems to be my road or the highway on everything. So could anybody hear that any better? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Or if you have an opinion on it, feel free. And I understand at this particular point that Marion County is only fully vaccinated to about 37% at this point, unless there have been some new numbers put out since I have seen them. And that's what we're facing as people go back to school. I don't know what will go on with the county schools. I don't know what will go on in general. But this is where we are. The topic of our times. The mask wearing. And it's also my understanding that it's not a long-term thing, that people are not going to be wearing these masks forever. That it's just until there is a point where either the vaccination percentage goes up or the numbers go down. One or the other, I guess, is where we are. But three people spoke out against the masks, and one person spoke out for the masks, and it wasn't a large group there last night. I'll say that. Okay. Well, if nobody wants to talk about that, we can move on to other things in life. Now, is there anything going on in Marion right now that is of interest to people? Anything going on substantially in Marion right now that people would like to talk about? Yesterday, we had an interesting conversation on the show about possibly what should be done with some of the ARPA money. Where would you like to see the city spend the money that they're going to get from the federal government? Where would you like to see it go? Is there any particular thing you would like to see fixed? And I know there are restrictions put on a lot of this, but who knows? What do people want in Marion at this point? What would you like to see done? Is there a restaurant you would like to see come to town? Is there a department store that you would like to see come to town? Is there an area that you would like to see fixed up? Is there anything that catches your eye or ear here in the Marion area that you have interest in at this particular point. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to talk about it here on this morning, August 17th, 2021. People have to have some idea what they want in their community. Now, I was going to grab this paper again. We had a lot of fun last week trying to guess where these more or less businesses were. Let's see here. Where did we end up last week when it came to these businesses? I don't think we were on this sheet. I know we were doing the grocery stores at one place, one point. Let me see if I can find the grocery stores again. Where were they in the old paper here? All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ronnie. You know how you said what you would want to see fixed up in Marion?
Right.
Well, how about the parks? Because all them things are ran down. There ain't nothing for the kids to go do or except for go out here and tear up people's cars late at night and steal gas out. My truck got gas stolen out of my truck the other night, and the kids just go around here doing everything. And when I was younger, they had baseball for youth, and we'd go over there and we'd have a heck of a time over there in the ballparks. But nowadays, you can't get none of the kids to go over there and play because of how ran down them parks are and everything.
Now, why do you think that's happened?
I have no idea.
Now, did you hear any of the school board meeting we played there?
Just what you played a little bit ago.
Now, could you make that out?
Well, I could just a little, but all I heard was a bunch of, like, someone clapping, and, like, you couldn't hear the voice real good.
Well, what do you make of this, that this has become such a big topic?
What, with wearing a mask at school?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, well, my kids has got asthma, and they got disabilities. And, you know, I was against it there for a while, and, well, I sent them today, but they only go for about 2.5 hours, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then the rest is remote at home. But there for a minute, I didn't want them to go because I'm, you know, I try to protect them, and, I can see where they're wanting to protect everybody, so I kind of gave in.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, parks are a good idea. Which parks in general are you talking about?
Like Lincoln Park. Have you ever seen that park?
You know, I haven't been over there in a while.
Oh, my God. The park, they don't have, like, the local kids, they don't play. Like, when I was growing up, there was almost every night of the week, they don't use the scoreboards anymore. They don't use the lights. They don't play at night anymore, and unless it's like a softball thing. And when I went over there and played or watched them on a Friday night, a softball game, there was drugs, alcohol, and everything else, loud music playing. I'm like, this is not what I grew up watching or grew up playing, you know. And
a little different.
If they would just spend the money and just fix the fields and fix the scoreboards and fix the lights, you know, and make them the bleachers look a little bit nicer, and then they have concession stands and stuff, you know.
Well,
they make it fun for kids. They don't make it fun for kids anymore. Now they're going around tearing up people's stuff, but they work their hard-earned money for it.
Well, we can only hope that it turns around, I guess, at this point. Well, it's a good suggestion. I know it's been brought up before, but maybe it'll happen this time.
But, it gets to me because it's real close to me because I played ball all over there all my life. Midget football ain't what it used to be. And when Steve Hogg died, I think the baseball for youth died with him.
You know, it's certainly a valid opinion. We'll see what other people have to say. Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Working on the parks, a very interesting idea with the money coming from the federal government. Honestly, I don't spend a whole lot of time in the parks anymore. I don't know what condition they're in, and I really have not been in Lincoln Park for quite a while. I know that they're redoing Project Playground. I've heard about that. But what would you like to see in Marion? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. I found the page in my 1965 newspaper here. Last week, these were the two answers we could not get. We're looking for the street that these businesses were on. Where was Floyd Reiser's Grocery, and where was Joe's Market? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, speaking of the parks, you know, if you're in a park, heaven forbid if you have to use a bathroom.
Oh, really? No porta-potties or anything?
Well, there's bathroom facilities that's been built, but they're all closed up. You can't use them. I don't know if figure there's too much vandalism or something, but, you know, if you got to take a leak or something, you just got to go behind a tree or someplace where you can't be seen or something, you know. They've been closed up for years.
Now, so they don't have regular porta-potties at these places?
Well, there's, you know, the Sawyer Ludwig Park, there's, you know, concrete block buildings and stuff with the, and that one over there where they're redoing that, over by McKinley Park where they're redoing that playground stuff. There's a, you know, beautiful building over there for the bathrooms. But they're all closed up.
Well, I think some of those facilities were rather old, and I think that was a problem. And I think that's why a lot of them went to these porta-pots.
Well, I've never seen no porta-potties in the parks. You know, there's a porta-potty uptown there, but there's none in the parks.
I don't know. Well, hopefully that gets better. If there are no bathroom facilities there, that's trouble.
But, you know, the school board meeting, you know, that's just the way we are in this day and age. It's a wonder, you know, they didn't pull out their guns and start shooting.
But, you know, could you make out any of that?
You could make out a little bit. I could hear the liars and, you know, when they were saying that, but... We got a former president that just legitimizes that.
Well, what I could not, like I said, everybody can have their opinion, and that's what a school board meeting is all about. And last night, the big topic was the masks. And three people did get up and speak about not having the masks, and one person got up and spoke about having the masks. When it got... And you could feel in the room, to be honest with you. I mean, people brought signs. People clapped. You usually don't get that at a school board meeting when people were saying things about not wearing masks. It was just awful to me that it deteriorated into name-calling. I don't know why that happened.
Well, if somebody wanted to speak, they should have took their turn and spoke instead of, you know, speaking, you know, when somebody else is talking, you know.
Well, there was a big confusion. There was a big confusion about how you speak at a school board meeting. They have a procedure that there are papers to fill out, and you fill out the paper before the school board meeting, and then you get 3 minutes to speak. And a lot of these parents did not fill out the paper. They felt the rules weren't posted, so they didn't know that, and I think that sparked a lot
of...
After
the meeting started, then they decided, you know, they wanted to speak.
Yeah, and I think that brought out a lot of anger, which, again, that's a valid concern, but to walk out during the meeting screaming, liars and shameless adults, that's where I was lost.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, the day and times that we live in.
I guess we'll see what happens, and maybe we'll get those parks in better shape.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open again. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour. And you certainly don't have to agree with me on this particular issue, but you could definitely tell there was an uneasiness in the room. Now, it wasn't a great uneasiness because there just wasn't a whole lot of people there. But there's certainly, Terry Tackett said to me at one point that, you know, that it feels like there's a little bit of a hostility here in this room. Now, this is before the argument broke out there. But maybe that is just how society is now. So, what do you make of that, and what do you think should come to Marion? Now, in this 1965 paper, we still don't have the streets that Floyd Reiser's Grocery was on, or Joe's Market. Those were the two we did not have. And I believe we were asking the question last week, too, how much was a can of Spam in 1965? It's in this advertisement here. How much was a can of Spam in 1965? Give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on the myriad of topics today? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Reiser's Market was on the corner of Lauderette and Bennett Street.
Lauderette and Bennett. Now, see, the address I have here is not Lauderette and Bennett. Do you think they might have moved?
No, they were always there.
Huh.
Reiser's Market. You're not talking about Reiser's Market, are you?
Well, it's R-I-S-E-R.
That's Reiser. They were on the corner of Lauderette and Bennett.
Huh.
I used to run around with their daughter.
Oh, really? Wait,
mm-hmm.
Was the guy's name Floyd?
I can't tell you. I can't remember.
Now,
he had one... He had one arm.
Oh, really?
And he cut meat. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, now the address they have here is Unctifer Avenue.
No, that's Reiser's Market. That was Floyd Reiser, not Reiser.
Reiser.
It was R-E-E-S-E-R, and it was a meat market.
Now, in this paper, they have it spelled R-I-S-E-R.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah. So he was over on Unctifer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, right off of Bennett Street, just about half a block down. He had a fantastic meat business.
Oh, that's interesting, because he's the first one listed here, and I found it interesting that, because it says Floyd Reiser's Grocery, 265 Unctifer Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be it, but I think they've got it spelled wrong.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the information.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so we've got that mystery figured out. Does anybody know where Joe's Market was? What street was Joe's Market on? How much was a can of Spam in 1965? Does anybody know that? Coming up on 42 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How much was a can of Spam in 1965, and where was Joe's Market? What street was that on? Go ahead, caller.
When I was growing up, there was a Joe's Market on Silver Street, and at the corner of Silver and Leader, there was a Fabian's Grocery.
Joe's Market says 341 Silver Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was Joe? Do we know who Joe was?
No, I don't.
Okay. Was it there very long?
It was there all the time I was growing up.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, so we got Joe's Market. Joe's Market was on Silver Street. All right, so how much was a can of Spam in 1965? Oh, and we had this one last week, too, I remember. A Folgers Mountain Grown Coffee 2-pound tin. How much was that? Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's probably Joe Manassi.
Well, I don't know. Manassi's Market's in here, too, on Silver Street.
There was more than one Manassi.
well, right, but I think Manassi's Market was Joe's Market.
Well, there was another, well, That could be. On your can of Spam, was it like 39 cents?
39 cents back in 1965. Now, how much is Spam now? I haven't bought it.
Well, I don't know. We used to eat Spam, or used to eat treat. My mother would make ham salad out of treat.
Oh, really?
Because it was good, too. You know, like bologna salad, she'd use treat, Santa treat.
Now, see, the people who make
relish in it, and mustard, and mayonnaise, and we have a good sandwich.
Like the Spam sandwiches, I could never understand. I don't know. Spam was just not one of my favorite things. It had kind of a weird, a different taste to it.
Well, it was mystery meat.
But what is it?
It's mystery meat.
I guess. I don't even know.
Whatever they had to pack in the can.
I guess. We'll go with it. Yeah, but I don't know who Joe would have been. It was on Silver Street, but so was Menasi's Market, so I don't know.
Well, there was more than one Joe Menasi, too, so.
Yeah, who knows?
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Spam was 39 cents in 1965. How much was a 2-pound tin of Folgers coffee? Mountain grown, as it says in the ad. 2-pound tin of Folgers mountain grown coffee. How much would that have been in 1965? And I'll throw one more at you here because I think it's Welch's grape jelly, 20 ounces. How much was Welch's grape jelly 20 ounces in 1965? Go ahead, caller.
The Joe's Market on Silver was more east. It was closer up to Oak Street. Now, Menasi's was farther west on Silver. It was west of Leader Street on Silver Street, down closer to the tracks. Where Menasi's was, and then there was a little grocery store on West Center close to Leader Street that was called Gracie's Market.
So there were a lot of little markets over in that area.
Yeah, there were a lot of little markets. I knew we could just ride our bikes to down to the corner stores and get pop and candy or eggs, anything.
Huh. And then, yeah. Now did they all go out about the same time?
I'm not sure. I can't really remember when they went out. As I grew up and started working and everything, I don't even remember.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, so there we go. The Joe's Market versus Menasi's Supermarket question here. Now, how much was a 2-pound tin of Folgers coffee in 1965, and how much was a 20-ounce jar of Welch's grape jelly in 1965? 740-383-9944. As we get ready to go to the next page here and see what businesses are over here on the next page. All right, here's one for you. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out what this ad is advertising. I don't think it says the business. It just talks about buying a new color television. Oh, okay, I get what it is now. Mays Jewelers. Does anybody know where Mays Jewelers was? And apparently Mays Jewelers sold color televisions and radios. Deluxe Motorola clock radio at Mays. Isn't that interesting? And they also sold televisions. Motorola 19-inch portable televisions. Go ahead, caller.
Mays Jewelers was on West Center Street.
West Center Street. Now, did they sell things like televisions and...
Yeah, they had different items in there. It wasn't a big variety of stuff, but a lot of jewelry, but they had odd things off the sides.
Yeah, interesting. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, I wanted to tell you about Mays.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Joe's store was on the corner of Cass and Silver, and it was there by, it used to be Silver Street School, which is Hayden Elementary now. And just across the street next to him was Carl Manation's Carryout, which handled like 3-2 beer and stuff at the time, and chips and things. And then on down another half a block was Tony Manation's, and that was the Uncle of Joe and everything that he had a carryout. So that's where they was at. They was all on the this side of the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad tracks on Silver going west. So that's where all the Manation's bunch was.
So do you know what this Joe's Market was?
Joe's Market was just another like a carryout. But if I'm not mistaken, that turned into be Joe's Market turned into be Fabian's carryout. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, well that's
interesting. That would have been east of Leader Street.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. Very interesting information. Yes, Mays Jewelers was 190 West Center Street. Okay, here's three. I'm going to give you three. Angelo's Pizza. How about that? Angelo's Pizza, which apparently had a pretty good business. Charlie's Camera Shop. Go ahead, caller.
Angelo's was down on West Center. But now the Joe's Market was Joe's Market, and it was east on Silver, and it was up closer to Oak Street.
It was
never turned into Fabian. Fabian's was always down at the corner of Silver and Leader, because I rode my bike down there all the time.
Well, the address of Joe's is 341 Silver Street, so I don't know if it's still there or not.
Yeah. No, it's a house.
Oh, it's a house.
The house is there now, yeah.
341 Silver Street. Yeah,
yeah,
but it looks...
But they were both open at the same time when I was, like, in second, third, fourth grade.
Well, it looks, though, like Angelo's.
Joe's, there was Joe's Market and Fabian's. They were both in operation at the same time.
Well, it looks, though, like Angelo's had three locations here in Marion.
I know there was an Angelo's down on West Center, close to where Leader Street went on to Center, because we could walk down there and go inside and sit down and eat pizza. Across from Brunson Sahaya that was there on the corner.
Okay.
And well, then I think there was also Angelo's out on Del Fountain, too, maybe.
Okay,
that's all I can remember.
All right, well, thank you.
But there was Joe's and Fabian's were both in operation at the same time.
Okay.
So, okay.
Thank you. All right, Angelo's Pizza was east, west, and Oakland. That's the three locations of Angelo's Pizza. East, West, and Oakland. That's how they advertised it. Now, Charlie's Camera Shop, where was that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the Angelo's Pizza, I remember, was on Bell Fountain Avenue.
Well, what the ad says, it says there was one in Oakland, one on East, and
well,
one
Oakland
on West.
Well, Oakland Heights, that's Bell Fountain Avenue.
Right, so that must have been... you know, it's interesting because they don't miss or don't put any addresses in here.
A guy by the name of Jim Dow had Angelo's.
Was it good pizza?
Oh, yeah. It was good pizza. We used to get that all the time when I was a kid.
Well, he had three locations. I wonder what happened to him.
And, you know, back in the day, there all through the city, there was little markets everywhere. You know, it wasn't just on Silver Street. There was little markets everywhere.
Till big business came in.
Well, years ago, a lot of people didn't have refrigeration like they do now. You know, a lot of people had ice boxes. And, you know, ice box just doesn't, you know, keep your food as cold and, you know, won't last as long. You know, but, you know, once... refrigeration came around more prominent, you know, I think it hurts. Plus, these big stores started getting big, you know. I remember here on Davis Street where the auto parts store, that used to be at Kroger's years ago.
Interesting.
And then you talk about Manassi's. Nick Manassi had Nick's Pizza.
I remember
that. Had a lot of businesses, but Nick's passed away now, but he had Nick's Pizza for years. And we used to get Nick's Pizza all the time, too, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we'll see how it all shakes out here. We'll see if we can find where Charlie's camera shop was.
Well, I don't know where that was.
We'll check it out. Hey, thanks. All right, we've got Charlie's camera shop here. Now, here's another one for you. Marion Hearing Aid Center, which I think is still in business. Marion Hearing Aid Center. So we've got Marion Hearing Aid Center and Charlie's camera shop. Does anybody know where those places were? 740-383-9944. All right, what else do we got? Lumberman Supply. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Charlie's camera shop was right across the alley from Mays Jewelers on West Center Street.
Now, this address doesn't say West Center.
Really?
No. It's a nice ad, though. It says cameras, telephoto lenses, tripods, accessories. We can supply all your photo needs at Charlie's camera shop.
Well, that's where I remember him. And speaking of Angelo's Pizza, we used to own it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you buy it from...
We bought it from Jim Dowd.
Jim Dowd.
And then he passed away. We bought it in 1978. And in 1995, we sold it to Larry Dominey, and it was Dominey's Pizza.
So you owned it for quite a few years.
Yes.
Now, did you have three locations?
No. I'm sorry. We bought it in 85 to 95. We had it 10 years. We had another business from 79. Would you ask me?
How many locations?
We only had the one on Bell Fountain Avenue. Now, Jim had one on East Center out there by the OK. In fact, I think it was at the OK. He had one in there, and he had one on West Center Street, right as Leader, as you come out of the Leader onto Center. It was across the street. And I remember they used to roll dough in the window. And then he had one on Bell Fountain Avenue before he moved down to where we bought. And it was where Dino's drive-thru is. There was a... Oakland Sundries and a drugstore and Bo's Ice Cream and Huddle's Dixie Cream, and he was in there, and then he moved on down to 809 Bell Fountain Avenue, and that's where we bought it from him.
Oh, interesting. Now, do you remember the pizza sauce recipe?
I can't give it out.
But was that what made the pizza? Was it the sauce or was it the dough?
I think it was this. I don't know. I think we changed it a little bit when we bought it from Jim. My husband used to make the sauce, but he's had people ask him if he would sell him the recipe. Nope.
So it's that good a recipe?
It was good. It really was. It wasn't just tomato sauce out of a can. It was good.
Really?
He did a lot of mixing.
Huh.
And he's not a cook, but he did do good pizza. He can make pizza and coffee.
Pizza and coffee. Well, mm-hmm. So you knew what recipe Angelo used, but you changed it a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Well, you know, maybe one day. I'm always interested to taste older pizzas, like the Three Pies Hot. Now, see, I think we're going to have one of those pizzas delivered at some point. And Angelo's Pizza. I wonder what it tasted like. Apparently, people have tried to buy the recipe. It was that good back in those days. 740-383-9944. Charlie's Camera Shop. Where was Charlie's Camera Shop? It's got a street address listed here. Marion Hearing Aid Center. Where was Marion Hearing Aid Center in 1965? And Lumberman's Supply Company. Lumberman's Supply Company, cash and carry, lowest prices on quality lumber. Does anybody know where that was? Oh, here's one for you. I've heard about this so much. Burger Chef Hamburgers. You'll love that backyard cookout, taste sealed into every hamburger. Open flame broiling. Burger Chef Hamburgers. Where was Burger Chef at? 740-383-9944. Burger Chef Hamburgers. Marion Hearing Aid Center. Charlie's Camera. Lumberman Supply Company. Where were all these businesses here in Marion in 1965? All I need is the street name. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Burger Chef was on East Center Street.
East Center Street, 689 East Center. Now, is it still there?
No, it hasn't been there for many, many years.
Now, it's got a drawing of the building here. Now, was it kind of like, did you go in and eat there, or was it a drive-up place?
I don't remember. I remember getting stuff from there, but I don't remember what I think you could go in and eat. I'm not really sure.
I wonder if Burger, was it a big, was it a franchise, or was it a local thing?
I don't know that either.
Huh, that's interesting, but you are right. 689 East Center.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. Well, does anybody have any memories of the old Burger Chef? 740-383-9944. Burger Chef, 689 East Center Street. Now, we're also looking for Lumberman Supply Company, Marion Hearing Aid Center, and Charlie's Camera Shop, 1965. Where were they located? 740-383-9944. Looks like we're going to have to come back to this tomorrow, because I'm about out of time here today. So, don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. And again, I thank Mrs. Shirk for the homemade bread. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
The Marion Hearing Place was, I think, located on South Prospect Street, close to town.
Not South Prospect back in 65, but that's a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year, and, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on